In the March 2023 Doberman Dan letter, you're going to hear a lesson about persistence, something that probably all of us entrepreneurs have heard time and time again, right? Persistence breaks down resistance, and how just that stubborn, pig-headed persistence can overcome all kinds of things, right? Well, that is true, and that has been what is required of what I've been doing right now with this offline shooting fish in a barrel medium that I've been working with for my own business and for a few clients. But I just want to, I want to maybe give you a different perspective on this, okay? So we all know the value of persistence, right? But I think it's also totally normal and totally human to be discouraged when you keep trying something time after time after time and with no results, and you feel like you're just beating your head up against the wall. So I wanted to give you some hope and tell you about how persistence has worked out for little old me. And that is, you can make incredible progress by getting really, really frustrated and discouraged and quitting. And here's what I mean by that. I quit all the time. I get really frustrated, I get really discouraged, and I quit all kinds of things all the time. And it just works out great for me. I make great progress with that. So allow me to explain. I quit for anywhere from 5 minutes to 24 hours, maybe 48 in some cases, 48 hours, maybe 72 hours in some cases. But here's the thing, and this might also qualify as a mental illness for all I know. After I quit, after I get all frustrated and pissed off and discouraged and quit, for whatever length of time it is, a few minutes, a few hours, 24 hours, a couple days, I just get right back to it. And again, like I said, this might qualify as some sort of mental illness, but here's what I found. Like, I don't have any other options, right? When I quit, the only other option is to get right back up on the horse. So I know this sounds kind of contrarian, you know, me saying, oh, you know, you can make all this progress with the magic of persistence. And then I tell you that I quit all the time. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just being completely transparent here. I get just as frustrated and discouraged and pissed off as any normal human being. And, you know, my reaction is, forget it, I'm done. Deep inside, I know I'm not quitting, but I quit anyway, right? Like, I'm like, okay, that's it, I've had it. And then I throw up my hands and that's it. And then whatever it is, a few minutes later, a few hours later, day or so later, I'm right back at it. So if you've ever struggled with the discouragement, the frustration, or just getting just downright angry when you just keep going and going and going and you encounter nothing but resistance and pushback, well, you know, like I said, quitting has worked out great for me. I go ahead and quit, and then I'm just right back at it. And I know this probably sounds stupid, but listen, this is what I've been doing for 30 plus years in my entrepreneurial career. I even lament out loud to colleagues or friends, like, that's it, I'm done, I am so sick and tired of this crap, I'm just quitting, I'll never do this again, blah, blah, blah. You know, I've said that out loud, and I've complained, and I've bitched and moaned and whined, and then you know what, I'm just right back at it, usually in no time at all. I think my record right now for quitting has been 2 years, a little over 2 years. I quit on my solo music project, my solo CD. I quit on that for 2 years. There's actually, there's a really interesting and really, really weird story about why I quit on it. But now I'm right back at it. I'm just right back at it. But that's got to be a record, that 2 year point. As far as business stuff goes, I quit all the time on all kinds of stuff, not just this offline media buying that I wrote about in the March 2023 DDL. If anybody would encounter that much resistance and that much pushback, and so many people just almost seemingly trying to sabotage your efforts, I think any normal human being would want to quit. But every time I quit, it lasted minutes. You know, maximum a couple hours. But I quit stuff all the time. I quit my newsletter all the time. Here I am in my 13th year of publishing this newsletter. That, in the marketing world, is a record. Like, very few people have me beat in that department. Dan Kennedy does. He's been publishing a newsletter 40-plus years, I think. Ben Settle has been publishing a newsletter as long as I have. I think he's starting his 13th year in the next couple months. Terry Dean, who discontinued his newsletter late last year, late 2022, I think he had been publishing 14 years. Those are really the only people that I can think of offhand with that kind of longevity. Well, Halbert had a good run. I don't remember how many years. He started it in the 80s. 20 years at least, maybe a little bit more. But all kinds of people in the marketing world have started newsletters, and they didn't last. Some of them didn't last 2 years. Frank Kern, Jay Abraham, Ted Nicholas. So 13 years is really a record in this market. And I've quit my newsletter hundreds of times. I don't know how many times I've gotten frustrated, either frustrated because of business issues, frustrated because I thought I sucked at it, frustrated and pissed off because I just felt like what I wanted to say, I couldn't say it the way I wanted to say it. I've quit this newsletter so many times. I've quit this entire Doberman Dan business so many times. All my supplement businesses, I quit time after time after time. Here's the key. The quitting only lasts minutes, hours. If I'm really, really frustrated and discouraged and pissed off, maybe 24 to 72 hours. But then I'm right back at it. So that is my secret of persistence. And that's what's worked for me. So if you feel the same way and you feel like quitting all the time, go ahead and quit. I do it all the time. Just make sure you're right back at it a few minutes, a few hours later or whatever. If it's really bad, go ahead and take 24 hours and cry in your beer. But it has worked out great for me. And I hope you find a bit of encouragement in this little rant.